Pear Press presents The Science of Sleep, written and narrated by John Medina. For clear thinking, get enough, not too much, sleep. Quote, "No one looks back on their life and remembers the nights they had plenty of sleep." Anonymous. Here's another quote. "I've reached the age where happy hour is a nap." Also anonymous. "I sleep," Susanna Mushat-Jones exclaimed, bursting with laughter. She was responding to a reporter who had just asked her a familiar question, the secret to her long life. She also mentioned eating scrambled eggs, grits, and 4 strips of bacon, a breakfast she'd had every single morning that she could remember. She had a lot of mornings from which to choose. Jones turned 116 years old in 2015, the last living American born in the 19th century and, briefly, the oldest woman alive. She died in 2016. Though she had no children of her own and was married only once, and only for a short while, she had more than 100 nieces and nephews to spoil. And spoil she did. Ms. Jones put her first niece through college, a terrific investment that grew to include a doctorate, and the niece returned the favor by penning her aunt's biography. Extending her generosity, she started a scholarship fund for African-American students. Born to sharecroppers in Alabama, Jones spent most of her life working as a nanny and live-in housekeeper in New York. Except for perhaps the bacon, Jones lived what most of us would call a healthy lifestyle. She never smoked, didn't drink, and saw her physician several times a year. Remarkable for this day and age, she took only 2 medications for blood pressure and a ream of multivitamins. She was active on her building's tenant patrol team until age 106. The source of her exclamation? She slept 10 hours a night, plus naps. I'll come right out with it. There's more bad news than good news, but a little bit of the bad is preventable if we can, like Jones, practice great sleep habits. To understand the effects of sleep on our quality of life in old age, we have to know a little bit about how sleep works, why we sleep, and how sleep changes over time. In this chapter, we'll also talk about the cognitive effects of not getting enough sleep, and finally how to get the best sleep you can. Some scientists believe that sleep, if you're interested in optimizing health in both body and brain, is the single most important experience of the day, or should I say, night. Night owls and early birds. Many people are surprised to discover 3 things about research on sleep. Number 1, we don't actually know how much sleep you need per night. Not everyone needs 8 hours. Number 2, part of a normal sleep cycle involves almost being awakened. 5 times a night is typical. Number 3, we're only just beginning to understand why you need to sleep. It's not all about restoring your energy, maybe not even mostly. These San Andreas-sized gaps in our understanding are surprising, given how much experience humans have with sleep. By the time you're 85, you've spent 250,000 hours in slumberland, about 29 years of your life. One of the most surprising characteristics of sleep is its hyper-individuality. Many variables affect sleep, making it pretty tough to tell a consistent story. Country of origin is one example. People in the Netherlands, on average, sleep 8 hours and 5 minutes each night. People in Singapore sleep 7 hours and 23 minutes. This is how much sleep they get. Is that also how much sleep they need? Currently, no one knows. Sleep also varies by chronotype, which is the natural sleep-wake cycle you experience when you smash your alarm clock and wake up when you feel like it. Some people function best if they hit the sheets at 9:30 p.m., then wake up with the morning's overachievers. Some function best if they start sleep at 3 a.m. and wake up with the afternoon's rock stars. Other variables include stress, loneliness, and how many sleep-altering substances you regularly consume. Coffee lovers? During the day. Perhaps the biggest single source of variability is age. Newborns sleep a leisurely 16 hours a day. Older adults usually get less
Sample complete. Ready to continue?